What's showing up on my TikTok, my FYP, is this
Adam.
It's Spanish.
Oh,
it's Spanish TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And it's a guy that he has like a amuleto de dormir, and he hypnotizes people. And the guy, so two people are in on it.
Yeah.
And the guy passes out, and then he'll start trying to like do it to someone else. Like, no. I don't know. It's just funny to me.
So what's funny is that TikTok has come on my feed, but I just moved along because I was like, to me, that the hook, the intro hook to like see something funny takes too long.
Mm.
And because like there's the whole like hypnotize the first guy, and that took too long. And I was just like, all right, my interest is already gone, moved on. So you need to have a quicker hook for me.
Sure. That's TikTok. That'd be bite sized.
I mean, you have to literally hook me in within 3 seconds. You're 6'7" out of here.
I've seen TikToks of people running the New York Marathon. It seems like it's a crazy ass experience.
No. Adam, the guy who does the arrest me, daddy. Did you see he got actually arrested?
Yeah, I saw.
At first, I thought it was a joke.
No,
I don't even know if it still is technically a joke. Like they could have. It's an elaborate joke where he walks out of the jail, and then they have like a pre-made newspaper already because they showed him like seeing the newspaper. I don't know, but that's
his new dance isn't as funny. He has a new dance and new song, new dance.
And see, that's the thing is like, I don't know where he's gonna go with this, but it seems like he's kind of losing momentum because. What he's doing now is, you look at his TikTok comments, he's replying to every single one going, like, the answer to the question, so yes, no, whatever it is, and then his new album drop or his new song drop, and that's it. Like, it's literally the answer and then new song drop, and that's all of his comments. And I'm just like, this guy is overly...
That's promoting himself. That's the problem with, like, internet fame, dude. Like, you... can be hot and just not like you know who's not that famous anymore is the Boom. I mean, they probably made their they got the bag, but the Boom guys are no longer famous. Like,
but the thing is, you can't do something forever, obviously. Like, you can't be famous for one thing forever. It's gonna die out, and especially if you keep pushing it like that, it's gonna get old at some point.
Yeah,
so you have to either find something new, which I'm sure that's what he's trying with the new dance, or you have to now become like a normal person still in the spotlight. So like the Boom guys, they went into like podcasting, I think, or well, they went on other people's podcasts. I don't know what they do themselves. I know that they're still out there, but they're obviously not memed anymore.
Dang, you know what's depressing? I saw a TikTok. It was a girl and she's like, I work at Subway. And it's crazy. She's like, I work at Subway now. It's crazy. I used to open for Dua Lipa. Like, and then the comment section was like, oh, I used to do this. I used to open for Puff Daddy, but now I work as this. I used to do that. It's like, oh man, it's so depressing. Like they were so close to fame and just never got there. I was like, damn.
They like stepped on it.
Oh man.
Like stepped on that platform.
That's crazy.
Didn't get anywhere with it. And that sucks. That has to, I know they're able to handle it. It has to be so depressing to think you were so close to it. You were so close to that level. And then it went away from you. It escaped you. Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel. Always my co-host.
Arrest me, daddy.
Daniel. So this week we have some interesting topics. We got, we're talking about Arc Raiders. I haven't played it personally, but we got opinions. We got the state of play, and we have Joysticks Game of the Year. Let's talk about it. But before we do that, let's talk about what we did this week. For me, I went to the I Am 8-Bit 20th anniversary, and it was not... It was literally a room with 20 pieces of art, and that was it. And they had me like sign up for Eventbrite. I had to get one ticket. I thought I was gonna like walk in and be asked for, you know, to see the ticket. Dude was just like, "Yeah, come in. Yeah, come in. Yeah, go ahead, come in."
Was it packed?
It was not packed.
Damn.
So like they didn't. It wasn't like it was before, where you know they have like crazy setups. They probably have a bar with free beer somewhere. What wasn't like that?
The good old days.
The good old days. Damn. I went to that. I watched a movie, Die My Love, with Jennifer Lawrence and Robert Pattinson. So the movie's about a mother, a young mother that gets postpartum depression and then goes into psychosis. And this movie is trippy as hell. Like, from the get-go, I feel like there's no direction in the movie. You just start hopping into it. And I understand this is probably what the movie is meant to be, because postpartum, or when you get into psychosis, like, nothing makes sense. You know, it's just like kind of everything's out of whack. But it's crazy, because there's been a few movies that have done that to me. One of them is The Master. I watched that movie, and that movie messed. Like, I didn't understand anything that happened when I watched that movie. Like, I was so distraught after the movie. And this is another one of those where, like, I don't understand. Like, once the movie's over, I get what's happening, but it's there's so much. It's a jumble, and you have to kind of slowly understand each portion of it. It was good, but it's not like, obviously it's not an action movie. Not everyone's going to enjoy it, but I really enjoy films that don't follow the standard norm. So I think it was really good. I'd recommend it to any film lovers. I watched that movie, and then I plan on going to Tame Impala tomorrow. So I would have already gone by the time this episode is released. And then I'm going to Camp Flognog over the weekend, which I would have already gone once this episode is released.
I think the Clips are performing.
Yeah, Clips. So the first day, Saturday, we have Tyler the Creator, Childish Gambino, and I think Clips is on Saturday too.
I think what's cool about Childish Gambino is you pick his songs.
Yeah, to play. He's doing a thing where everyone can get to vote his playlist. Yeah. So I'm very curious on what the playlist is going to be. I don't know if he'll release.
This is America's.
TikTok. Funny is I haven't searched anything for Camp Flognog. My TikTok has been inundated with Camp Flognog videos about, like, people going before, what you need to do, what you need to bring, like, how you need to do this, how, like, what's your game plan, and
it's like, run to the merch line.
And I was looking, people were talking about also the fact that you can choose your own playlist for Childish Gambino, and there were almost all of them are like, dude, This Is America would be crazy right now, especially like everything that's going on, fucking crazy. So I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. Or even if he doesn't want it on there, they're going to vote for that shit on there. So either way, I'm excited to see it. I watched the movie. I went to IM8-Bit. And I finally, so for IM8-Bit, it was near Grand Central Station. I finally got to try sticky rice. It's actually really fucking good. I liked it a lot. I'm excited to go back there and try other dishes from there. And then I also got Dubai chocolate mini pancakes. And they were fucking delicious. God damn it. I wish I could just eat that way again, but it's like one day out of the year. All right. So that's my week. What about yours?
I watched Predator Badlands. It was good. I never watched Prey. So I watched Prey. You don't have to watch it to I think Prey's better. Prey's a better movie, but Badlands is cool.
More action.
It's predictable, but it was cool. Like, I was like, damn. And Elle Fanning?
I have to ask, because watching some of the trailers, I've never like purposely watched trailers, but it's been popping up on my For You page. One of the Predators like speaks, and it throws me off, because I've come from like, from the original Predators movie, they just make noises. There's no talking.
Yeah.
So to see that, like, the character speak, I'm like, that's just, it's so weird to me. It feels so weird. That's true. Also because I haven't watched any other movies where maybe they do speak in those other ones. So it was just like going from a creature that doesn't speak to all of a sudden this creature speaking. And it felt weird to me, like mind-boggling.
It's very, I don't know if you've seen TikToks, but people are comparing it to video games.
Yeah. I saw the director. So
it is very like Monster Hunter.
What? Like, okay.
I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
I mean, and not to like spoil it. It's not really a spoiler, but he's out to hunt a monster.
Right. So he wants to. I understand like the premise of the movie is he's trying to prove himself mm-hmm. for something mm-hmm. for his own race.
Mm-hmm. It was good. Predictable, but good. What else? I've been watching this show called Boots. It's so it's based off a gay guy that joined the military when it was illegal to be gay in the military. Yeah. But man, like the training scenes, it was giving me flashbacks. I'm like, dude, this is so fucking realistic.
Oh,
It's how Full Metal Jacket was portrayed, the basic training. It kind of like expands upon that. And I'm like, holy shit, this is really fucking realistic. Man, I was supposed to make a TikTok. Because I haven't finished the show. That's why I haven't made a TikTok. But yeah, dude, there's an incident with like racism. Dude, it didn't happen to me. But if you're an Asian person in the military and you have an accent, man, the drill sergeant's be so fucking racist to you. And it's crazy because there's an Asian kid the drill sergeant was super racist. I'm like, dude, that really happens. Like, that happened. It didn't happen to me. It's because I didn't have an Asian accent. Yeah, but yeah. Damn, dude, if you have an Asian accent, fuck, it's game over, dude. I was like, holy shit, that shit's real, dude. Like, but yeah.
Is Boots finished on the first season?
Yeah, okay. It's done. But it showed up on my FYP, and I was like, no, a scene showed up in my FYP.
It caught your interest.
I was like, oh shit, I need to watch. I was like, what fucking TV show or movie is this? And I was like, oh, it's pretty good. I mean, it's not like great, it's good. But speaking of Netflix, so I've been on this like investment track, right? I was supposed to go to two concerts. It would have cost me $1,000 because I wanted to do VIP for both concerts. Decided not to do it. Invested in Netflix, dude. Only because, like, I was like, I've already seen this one dude already. So I was like, I don't want to do it again. And then so I was like, okay, I'll just invest in Netflix. Because Netflix is, so this is not financial advice. You know, Netflix is going to split into 10 shares.
Oh, okay.
So I bought one share, which is a G.
Yeah.
And it's going to split. So it'll be $100 a piece. But I think Netflix is still going to grow. So I think a lot of people don't, like, when they think about stocks, they only think about cost going up or the price. But splits fucking
are
amazing.
The idea of a split is it makes it accessible to more people.
Yeah.
So then more people would invest in that stock again because it's lower price now.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's splitting, so there's more stocks of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not losing money. And if anything, when the price goes back up again, you're going to gain money because obviously your $100 for one stock is not going to grow to $200, $300, $400. It generally doesn't hit back up to the previous value of the stock before it's split.
Netflix has.
I mean, it happens, but not, it doesn't happen for everyone. And it could take a while. It could be like super sudden all of a sudden, like, oh shit, it's cheap, let's buy it. And it shoots right back up to like,
what's crazy is, oh man. So if OpenAI, if they do an IPO, I would definitely buy at least one share. Because if you bought one share of Amazon,
yeah,
the amount of splits that they've had, it would be 328. Because it was 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. It kept on splitting. Yeah, 32, yeah. 64.
So one split, you have two. Another split, you have four. Mm-hmm. Another split, you just keeps like
multiplying. So like just buy one share of OpenAI and that shit. If they go, I heard they're not going to do IPO, but it's like, we don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But man, if that goes IPO, I would definitely invest in it. Not financial advice. But speaking of financial advice, I met Jim Cramer, which is crazy because like when I used to intern for a brokerage account, I used to watch his show all the time. This was like 10 years ago. I was just bored one day and I was like, man, is Jim Cramer ever do a signing? And then he's like, oh shit, he's gonna be in LA next week. I was like, fuck yeah.
Was he promoting his own wine? Or
so
like,
his wife works for that alcohol company. And so I guess his wife made him like a brand ambassador.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, like, people like make fun of him because he's not correct all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like 60% right. I looked it up, like ChatGPT. So he's more right than wrong, but I like his like way of looking at the world. Like, he looks at, he's kind of like Warren Buffett, like where he sees things and he's like,
yeah,
that's going to be there next forever. That's going to be there forever. So he's made, so I'm reading his book and he was telling people to buy NVIDIA. This is back in the day. When he's like, buy NVIDIA.
Under like 50 bucks, bro.
No one listened to him. No, it was like, even when it was $4, he's like, buy NVIDIA. No one listened to him. And then he's like, I named my dog NVIDIA. People started buying it.
That's crazy
because he was telling us like, yeah, he's like, a couple people in line, they came up to me. He's like, I'm a millionaire because of you. I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, fuck. He's like.
What sucks is looking back on things, it seems so easy. Like, all I had to do was buy one share of this, you know? It's crazy. It sucks having to think that way because it's just depressing. You're like, I could have literally, my whole life could be different if I would have just started investing in stocks. So, like, yeah, I don't, like, invest like crazy, but I do invest a little bit in smaller stocks in hopes that they're going to eventually grow. So I could, in the future, just be a millionaire and not have to worry about it. But right now, it's not happening, you know? But that's the long game that we play when you're investing long term.
I mean, his book is basically, it just says, don't buy junk stocks. Buy stocks that, you know, that have a good price-to-earnings ratio.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, yeah, just... He said, you gotta do the long wait. You gotta be very patient. Like, it's just like, and that's why a lot of people fail in the stock market. Yeah. They're not patient.
Cause they're not, yeah. I could have made a lot more money off of GameStop because I bought it when it was like under $5.
Oh, he trashed it in his book.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know the whole concept was like, it's a one off thing. Mm-hmm. That's not gonna occur every fucking time. Yeah. But I had owned GameStop when it was under $5. When, like, it shot up to like $15, and I was like, I don't think GameStop is ever gonna go up. So I sold it, made profit, and then a year later, that shit went through the roof, and I had like 100 shares, you know. So I could have made a lot of money.
Yeah, with GameStop, he brought up an interesting point. He was like, they, you know, when they're memeing it and making it value go up, he said the company should have. Their value went up. They should have reinvested it. And he's like,
yeah.
They didn't do shit with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now they close fucking nearly half of their stores. Mm-hmm.
And Funko might go out of business.
But... Which is crazy. Because Funko. that's what I don't understand.
A lot of the conventions are going to be empty.
That's what I don't understand about businesses. Because I don't know if that's the issue where like you invest too much of your own money into yourself. And then when there isn't like that profit, you're like, well, we can't afford anything anymore. Because you invested in yourself too much, rather than like, I don't know, saving. I don't know how business works. Because like, I know any profit is all taxed towards you. So like, you don't want to really, you want minimal profits, or whatever. I don't know. It's weird, but it's so crazy to me to think that Funko, someone who's, I still think really really big in the toy industry, is possibly going out of business.
Goodbye conventions. I'm kind of. I'm a little tech heavy on my stocks, which I don't like, but I'm trying to balance it now.
Yeah. Diversify.
So he also brings up a point. He said, you need to look at companies that did well during the Great Recession and during COVID.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
So you're covered during all of like avenues. Like AI, obviously, it seems like they're just always above water, regardless of what the like political issues are. And then there's companies that do well during political turmoil, and there's companies that do well during other issues.
And what's crazy, he said he won't. I mean, there's a good stock, not a good company, is, I forgot, it's one of the cigarette companies. He said it's one of the best stocks to get. He said, I can't do it because I've lost a lot of friends. But I was like thinking, he has a point, but then I was like thinking, but I've invested in like food stocks, and I think food stocks. The food companies are just as bad as the cigarette companies, like with their processed foods. So I'm like, fuck, I might as well just invest in that cigarette company.
Publicly, food is more acceptable than smoking.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're both just as bad. Because if anything, the fast food industry has killed more people than cigarettes. Actually, I don't even know the fact, but
not even fast food. I'm talking about processed foods.
Yeah, in general. Yeah, processed foods.
Shit. But that shit will kill you. But yeah, I'm on the road. I want to retire in 10 years. It's not probably not going to happen, but I think 20 years I could retire.
What's crazy is 9 years from now, you could be like, I'm just going to retire like normal, like everyone else does. And then that last year, everything can change for you. Like, it can be that fast or that long, essentially.
Yeah, but I've been on the side of TikTok. I don't know if you heard of FIRE. People who've hit FIRE. Financially independent, retire early.
Oh.
I want that.
So
I want that.
I haven't heard that term, but I've seen a lot of TikTokers that are at that point. They're like under 35 and they've already retired because they have more than enough money. They're continuing to invest so they don't need to worry about anything else. And because there's the what is it called? There's an Asian dad that cooks for his wife. He does like family food and he does everything. He does Korean barbecue. He does. And he like blew up. What is his name? Point of View Dad or something?
Oh, okay. I know who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like young.
He's very young.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's.
He's like retired early because of TikTok, not because of saving money. He makes a lot of.
That's true. That's true. All right, so let's move on to the topics. Let's start with Ark Raiders. So I haven't played it. Obviously, Shroud, greatest gamer of all time, said that that's the game of the year. And then I have a friend, Roberto. We have a friend, Roberto. He messaged me and was like, you need to get Ark Raiders. This shit, he just finished a raid where his hands were shaking. So that has to be pretty intense.
The one thing I like about it is for female gamers is there's a voice changing option.
Right, I heard
that. That's actually pretty cool.
I heard that, yeah.
I mean, he probably likes it because this is like first extraction shooter.
Yeah.
But we've played Tarkov. Tarkov's intense. I played Dark and Darker.
It's too intense. Because the thing is with Tarkov is I didn't play enough where I would just gear up and run in. I would literally gear up. I would do a raid with nothing, get geared in the raid. When I extract, I would save all that loot and then do the same thing all over again with nothing again. If I have nothing, I have nothing to lose. But once I'm in the raid and I start finding good shit, I'm like, oh God, I gotta extract right away. And so for me, it was just always a fear of losing everything. And it's amplified by you need to drink water. You need to eat food. You need to have your energy up. Like, if you get, like, shot in the stomach, you could literally die in like, 5 minutes if you don't take care of that wound. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just...
Your weapon jams.
Yeah, your weapon can jam. Like, it was just an issue after issue, and I was just like, God, it's so stressful, man. So, I didn't play that game as much as I would have enjoyed it, but it's fine. I feel like I would have gotten so many gray hairs from playing that shit. It's too stressful.
My play style would be, I wouldn't trust anyone. I would down them, and then if they like start talking and then da da da, I'm like, okay, I might revive him.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would down first and see if he's cool.
You need.
I would break the ice. Like I saw a TikTok where a guy like down someone. He's like, tell me a joke. If it's funny, I'll revive. I would do something like that. Tell me a joke.
You need to do it for the clips, dude.
Arrest me, daddy.
That's so funny. Yeah, it looks interesting. And I really want to pick it up. I didn't know it's not a fully priced game. It's, I think, $50. And then, when I looked up for PS5.
I mean, before, when it was they were doing their beta, I was like, oh, this thing is the next big thing. I already knew it was the next big thing.
Yeah.
Like, and Marathon should have been what Ark Raiders is. And it's Marathon is dead, dude.
And all because of news. Like, it literally, someone found out that everything was taken through AI. All of the ads, all of the things,
What's crazy is Ark Raiders uses AI.
Yeah. So, or at least that company that made Ark Raiders made another game called First Descent. No. What was the name of it?
Some voice lines are generated using AI text-to-speech. Enemy animation uses AI. Production efficiency uses AI for art graders.
Yeah. What was the name of their last game?
The Finals.
The Finals. And the Finals was using AI as well.
The Finals is cool. I always thought it was cool. Even though it was AI, I thought it was cool because it's an announcer.
It's an announcer that is AI. Like,
that's so cool. And blue team takes to kill. Like, I was like, oh, this is dope.
So, yeah. See, but Arc Raiders is doing, like, the right way of AI. They're not allowing it to control their game. They're allowing it to, like, add enjoyment by doing voice lines and stuff like that. So it could be different every time. It's not the same line. It's always changed by AI. But, yeah, it seems interesting. I didn't realize it wasn't a fully priced game, at least on PlayStation 5. I assumed this was just $70 on PlayStation 5. I don't know if I'm going to pick it up on PS5 or PC, but I for sure pick it up after this week because, you know, this week I'm jam-packed with things.
I'm probably not going to play it.
You're going to invest. Use that money and invest.
But you always have... I think it's you need to have proximity chat. That is
key. And Arc Raiders does have...
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, like, that adds so many moments, you know? Even if they're not clipped, no one is going to see this moment for a player to just... experience that, you know, you can either experience something where someone is able to help you extract, or you experience like complete and utter betrayal, which is gonna be most of the time, if I'm honest with you. Like, they'll be like, oh, I got your back, man, a bullet to the back, and you know, they shoot you in the back, so you should get it.
And I mean, shot in the back. When I looked at my Twitch streamer list, everyone's playing it, and you know who's number one on my list?
Summit.
Yeah. He's killing it. 20K.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
He just has to find the right game. Cause when he can't find a good game, that's when his enjoyment to stream is like slowly dying away. But once he finds a game again, it's just like it shoots back up again. Like, you can see he's really enjoying himself and stuff. And it's crazy because that it like correlates with obviously how well he's streaming, because he's doing 20K viewers right now. But I've seen him as low as like, I think 5K or below.
Which is still good.
Yeah, it's still really good. All right, let's move on to State of Play. You'll take over this one because I didn't really watch it. So
I mean, it's very like Japanese.
Yeah, audience. It was all. Yeah.
So the only like three games that excited me was Fatal Frame 2 Remaster. Let me bring up the list.
I was excited because of all of the lies people talked about with it being the Japanese version. Everyone assumed Bloodborne Remake or Bloodborne 2 was happening.
Dude, people, they really need to drop it. So this annoys me because like, I was talking to our friend.
Yeah.
Bloodborne 2 is not coming out. Bloodborne 2 is Dustbloods. That's Bloodborne 2. Like, Bloodborne 2 is done.
Yeah.
Bloodborne Remaster could happen, but the talk of Bloodborne 2 is done. It's Dustbloods. That's Bloodborne 2. So there's this game called Ascend or Broken One, and it's like a horror game.
Yeah. There's two. It was Broken One and Ascend. No, Broken Promise or something?
Broken One. Broken Lore. I'm sorry.
Broken Lore.
Coffee Talk Tokyo, which doesn't interest me. I think it's like a sim.
Okay.
Damon and Baby didn't interest me. Digimon Story DLC. This might interest some people. Dragon Quest VII Reimagined. It's like remastered.
Yeah. The thing is, at this point, I need a new Dragon Quest game because they just keep remastering every fucking game that exists already.
Dynasty Warriors Origins DLC. Elden Ring Nightreign DLC
on top of DLC.
Fatal Frame 2, which is cool. Remastered. That Fate Trigger, which I'm not interested
in. Is that the 2D RPG?
It's like a tactical hero shooter.
No. Okay, that's not the one.
Gran Turismo DLC.
So I've been interested in getting Gran Turismo in general, and I didn't realize Gran Turismo 7 is still getting content, so maybe I'll get it.
Inconbini. It's a store. I think it's like a...
Yeah, same style as the coffee one that you mentioned.
Kyoran Makeism. It's a 3D action RPG from the Disgaea team.
I think Inconbini is a Japanese convenience store.
Mm-hmm. Marvel. Oh, they showed more of the Marvel token. They showed the X Mansion in Savage Land levels.
Excited for that one.
Monster Hunter Wilds free title update.
The fourth one. Yeah. Title update.
We done with Monster Hunter.
can get a chocobo.
Motion Rec, which is a record and replay puzzle action game.
That one looks interesting because I think, yeah, you can. I think of there is a game where you had to save a princess and you can backtrack time and change like the way things are happening as you backtrack time. That was interesting. So depending on how it plays, I'd be interested in that game.
I think this one interested me. Nevergrave. I think this is the Metroidvania one.
Oh.
The Witch and the Curse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool. I saw that one, yeah.
No Sleep for Kaname Date from AI Somnium Files.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Their style of games are not for me, so.
Octopath Traveler Zero. Looks cool, but.
Yeah, but I'm over it. Because they don't change it enough. It just seems like the same thing over and over again.
Once Upon a Katamari DLC. Mm. Pac-Man World 2.
DLC.
Sonic the Hedgehog collaboration.
Yeah.
Sonic Racing Crossworld SpongeBob SquarePants DLC. Super Robot Wars Y, which is like the Gundam.
That one, I mean, depending on the price, I'd be down to pay like $25 to enjoy some, you know, robot action.
Tokyo Extreme Racer.
That one is interesting too because I've been itching for a racing game and I want like the arcadey style game like that, so I might get that one.
And the last one, Wandering Sword, which I don't remember.
is there a screenshot that you're looking at? Is it just the 2D style? No, I don't know that one.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was kind of underwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, it was a smaller one. They mentioned this state of play was more towards the Japanese audience, and then they had just English subtitles. So it wasn't meant really for U.S. residents.
Stop with the Bloodborne 2. Dust Bloods is Bloodborne 2. They got to stop.
Well, then we need a Bloodborne 3.
Woo! Imagine. Did you skip it?
Just skip
Bloodborne
it.
Bloodborne 2. What happened to 2?
There Bloodborne. Was a 2 already. Unofficial.
Yeah. Fatal Frame probably is the thing I was most excited about.
Do you remember the release date on that one? Or was it just like an announcement? No release date for that one. Fatal Frame.
The price?
No. Release date.
Oh. I don't think so. They just announced it. Oh, March 12th.
No, so next year.
I've never played a Fatal Frame game. But it doesn't look scary. Like, I've seen people play it. And
the thing is, the game was good for its time. But then, obviously, when it... So, the remaster makes sense because they'll probably update things so it will feel better now. But the thing is, I was okay. I feel like at some point I was okay with remasters. Now it's just like there's too many, dude. You guys need to come up with new games. And obviously right now with the whole where we are at politically, I know there's issues, so there isn't enough money being tossed around to be able to mess around right now. But last one is Joystick Game of the Year. So they had a huge list of games.
Mm-hmm.
These are games that were... What is this list that they announced? Was it just all games that could be possible Game of the Year?
No, this is their Game of the Year nominations.
Okay, all the nominations.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 games.
You want to talk like, about all not of like them or the just the
not,
five?
Not the Game Awards. It is not the Game Award. So, Hollow Knight, Silksong.
Okay.
Death Stranding 2. Donkey Kong Bonanza.
No.
Claire Obscure Expedition 33.
Okay.
Peak.
No.
Ghost of Yote.
Okay.
Hades 2.
Uh-huh.
Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
Uh-huh.
Blueprints.
Uh-huh.
Silent Hill F.
Uh-huh.
Split Fiction and Indiana Jones and the Great Circle.
I didn't play Indiana Jones. That was a very good game. My top three, Silksong,
mm-hmm.
Expedition 33.
Mm-hmm.
And Arc Raider. No, I guess Death Stranding, too.
Mm. I'm going to do top five. Okay. Silksong, Claire, Hades, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. I've heard great. Like, people just fucking talk about that nonstop. Yeah. And Blueprints. And I think Claire should win it. But my personal choice is Silk Song, because that's the one I played.
Yeah. So, like, the thing is, I feel like in previous years, Blueprints would have had a really good chance.
Hmm.
But it's going up against a lot of good contenders, so it has a good chance of being nominated, like, it for the Game Awards or something. But it, I don't think it's gonna win. yeah, I'm like tossed up between Expedition and Hollow Knight. I would honestly, like, right now, my state of mind, I would give it to Silk Song as of right now. But I feel like that could change over the next month or so. But
oh, Game Award tickets are up. They're fucking pricey as fuck.
What the fuck? Let's go in as media. Your five, my three, but I'll as of right now, I'll give it to Hollow Knight. And you'll give it to Expedition?
Yeah. My personal choice is Hollow Knight. That's the one I played. It's the only one I played this year, dude, and I stopped playing it. I can't even play Hades 2.
Damn. So I just
stopped playing it. Because once I start Hades 2, I can't go back.
Never come back.
I'm almost done, dude. I feel like I'm almost done. Well, I don't know how long Act 3 is, but Act 2?
The thing is, I feel like that's how we know we're getting over games. Because, like, I'm the same way. I have not played a single game because I have not gone back to Hollow Knight. And if I move on to a game, I am not going back to Hollow Knight. And at this point, it's been long enough where it's like, honestly, it's just holding me back. I'm going to get Arc Raiders and not play Hollow Knight. It just is what it is. I can't just, like, let it... I can't, for the rest of my life, never play a game because I'm not playing Hollow Knight.
Just be a trillionaire.
Now that you mention that, Elon Musk has a chance of becoming a trillionaire.
Why has he to hit certain...
Yeah. Things. It's like there's the house robot that he's doing, but there's some other things. What else is he doing?
So I think Tesla's worth $1 trillion right now.
Yeah.
He needs to make the stock price go up 8 times that. So it has to be, so it's not like, you know, they're making him become a trillionaire easy. It's not easy. I was looking up ChatGPT, like, just to, what he has to do to become a trillionaire. He's probably not gonna meet expectations.
But he could. So this is all in reference to having Tesla be worth so much.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have multiple companies that are worth a lot to make him be considered a trillionaire.
So this came up because they're gonna kick him out, and so he countered. He said, "No, don't kick me out. I'm gonna make you guys. I'm gonna make this company this much valuation, but you're going to give me $1 trillion. The board of directors said, okay, do it. So they were going to kick him out. So he needs to do that. He needs to make it 8 times.
The thing is, that deal that he made, there's no negative to the company. I mean, like, the negative would be if he just fucks up everything. But obviously, that's not his goal. Like, his goal is to obviously meet that expectation. So even if he doesn't hit that goal, they would have gone up in value regardless. So, like, that's actually a smart move, like, having Tesla accept it. Like,
so he needs to deliver 20 million Teslas also. This is on top of the 8 trillion. 20 million Teslas. He needs to deploy. 1 million people have to buy his robot.
1 million?
1 million.
That is actually a lot.
1 million people have to buy the robotaxis. They're saying it's really
the robotaxis haven't happened yet.
No.
Okay.
They're saying he's probably not gonna, and he has to do it within 10 years.
I feel like the robotaxis is the easiest thing, because he could literally, this would be my idea of how to do it. We would make a cheaper Tesla to get more people to buy Teslas, because we need fucking 20 million people to fucking buy Teslas. And then within those cheaper cars, make obviously a standalone one that isn't for sale, only as the robotaxi, to make it more affordable for up to 1 million people to buy that robotaxi. And then other than that, it's just the robots that he's already started. Like, he's already released them. That robot one, though, he's going to have to promote the shit out of that. Because, like, I saw videos. They're bad. They're not, like... Obviously, when they show the promotional videos, it's showing all the good parts. Like, it's grabbing the glass. Mm-hmm. It's putting it over here. But when you look at the whole thing, like, it's not doing that on the first try. It's taking, like, a couple attempts, bro. Like, this is not final stages of the house robot. This is very beta stage. Like, you're seeing, they're not showing it, but there is a lot of things wrong with it. It's not going to, you know? So, that... I mean, in 10 years, it's possible that he could finish and then he could start selling it, but I don't know if he'll sell a million. But
it's crazy because, like, I think the dude's racist as hell. And
I agree.
I don't want to buy a stock, but I want to buy a stock because I know that stock's going to go up.
The thing, like, don't, like, I know morally it's fucking wrong, but don't let that stop you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
And also,
if you're... This is going to sound so bad. You're one person. Whether you buy the stock or not, it's not going to fucking matter. It's not going to change anything. So either you get to make money off of it or you don't get to make money off of it. That's all it is.
And the thing is, like I think the guy's racist as hell, but at the same time, I think he's, like, trying to make the world a better place. Like, for real, for real. Like, electric cars, saving the environment, robotaxis, the Boring Company, which obviously didn't come to fruition, but he's trying to make quality of life changes for everyone and the robot servants. And it's just like, but he's just a horrible racist person. He's trying to change the world for a better place, but he's racist.
But the thing is, like,
name another person that's changing the world like that.
It's true, but the thing is, like, he's not thinking about making it better for everyone. The thing is, he's kind of like a really, 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 really rich kid who wants to just do different projects. And obviously those projects are helping the world if they succeed. But it, like, honestly, dude, it just feels like the world is his playground and he's just fucking around. That's what it feels like. So I don't see it that way. Like, yeah, all of his stuff is benefiting the world because now you don't have to drive. You don't have to, like, be on the wheel to be able to drive somewhere, you know? But it's insane to get to that point. Like, someone has to be so rich that they just mess around and do whatever they want. That's crazy to me that we have to get to that point.
To be honest, dude, I think he's, like, playing this, like...
The long con?
Yeah. He reminds me of, like, Saul Goodman, where he only cares about money.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, in the beginning, he was very, like, oh, I'm left-wing. So he would sell electric cars, and the right wing's like, oh, fuck the environment. And he sold a lot of cars to, like, Democrats. And then, like, he switched up. Now Republicans are buying his fucking.
Now he's like, I got the Cybertruck. It's so cool. It's destroying the world. So you should buy it. And Republicans are like, fuck yeah, that's what we want.
The one thing I want is, like, a self-driving car. He has it.
Robotaxi.
He has
it. Be part of the 1 million.
Just want to not drive. Fuck.
Sleep drives. That's what you want. Imagine having the robotaxi drive you down, like, PCH down.
Well, I don't want a robotaxi. I want to be able to steer. I would get a normal Tesla, but with
Is the robotaxi not gonna have any steering wheels? Like, no. Oh no, fuck that.
Yeah,
it's like, that would be too scary, bro.
And it's crazy because it can also, like, make money for you. You can make it.
Yeah, rent it out. Like there's a company that does that now, Turo, where you can rent out your car, and people can just, like, get the key and then take it, and then they'll take it to a body shop, strip it all down, and then you lose your car, and then you're screwed.
I just want to retire, dude. Within 10 years, that's my fucking goal right now, dude. Oh, well, this is, like, a side note, but, like, you should, people who don't invest, do it early. Do it early. Some guy made a good point. It was on TikTok. He was, like, saying, like, the best way to make money is to start a company, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he said that's so risky. A lot of company entrepreneurs fail. He said, but the second best thing to do is own a part of the company, buy stocks. And I was like, have smarter people run the company, and you just invest in the company.
The thing that sucks is when, as a person, you grow up and you, like, as a young kid, a young adult, everything is fast paced. You know, you look at TikTok, you want to be entertained within the 5 seconds, or else you're going to move on. So obviously, when you invest in stocks and you buy a stock today, tomorrow you're down $5. You're like, fuck this shit. I don't like fuck investing. And then as you get older, you're like, if I would have left that stock there, I could have been a couple $100,000 richer, because that stock is now worth so much more.
He brings up a good point in the book. He said there's this one year where, you know, the stock market kept on going down and down and down. But he said there was this one day where it shot up. And he said if you missed that day, you would have been down the whole year.
Yeah.
So he said you can't time the market. He's like, you just got to trust in the time you put into the market.
Which was like, I don't have enough money to have all my money in stocks, but it blows my mind to think, like, when Black Friday happened, the whole stock market crash, in my mind I think of just hold it. Like, I know it's worth nothing, just hold it, because it's just gonna go back up, you know. And I don't know, that's just because I still have. So I invested in a weed stock, like, way back when weed was, like, they were talking about, oh, like, making it acceptable everywhere and stuff like that. And that weed stock, I think I own 700 shares. It was probably like under $100 in total for me to buy it. It is now in my list within my app, $0. But it's still part, because it's still considered a stock. Now it's just in the penny stock, so you can't physically buy it within that thing anymore. But I still own it in there, and I'm just gonna keep holding it forever. Like, why would I even attempt to sell that? Like, I would just waste time, lose money, like both things. Like, just leave it alone. That stock can one day be worth a lot more, and then all of a sudden I have that times $700 or 700 times.
You could sell it and report the loss, and it goes off your taxes.
And that's
capital loss.
That's short term thinking. I'm thinking long term.
I mean, you think it's gonna go up, but
what am I gonna do with short term loss on $100? Like, it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna get anything back. So that's just me.
But yeah, invest. And dude, you can buy fractional shares, like, now.
The
dude.
Thing is, like, so crazy. We talk about investment, and then you look at us, like, you've talked about Nvidia, about Tesla. Like, these are companies that are worth a lot right now. Like, the couple hundred dollars. Like, don't invest in these ones. Find lower cost stocks, or you can just buy a fraction of that stock. Like, you don't have to put, if a stock is worth $200, you don't have to put $200 down to buy a stock. You can buy $10 worth of that $200.
There's stock. A stock I own 0.21.
Yeah.
0.21.
So when that one is, what is it, like 10 times more, you're going to have enough to have one stock or whatever, but it's just what it is. And you don't buy it all at once. You can put $10 down today, $10 down next week, $10, and just do that over and over. Just invest slowly. Because this is like the long game. We're waiting like 10, 20 years for something to happen within that. You're not going to expect, don't expect things to happen right away.
I mean, I don't want to steer people in the wrong way, but I hate 401ks only because, like, you got to wait till you're 59 and a half. Like, that's the only thing that kills me.
But that's money I know that you can't use right now, but that's a guaranteed long game of, once you get the money, you don't have to pay anything on it. Like, it's just tax-free. So that's just a nice lump sum.
Or I could just take it out and buy a boat and sail with the cat.
You can do it at 59.
No, I could do it earlier. See, like that.
Yeah, and get taxed with like 25%, 20% of what the whole money that you
Dude, young kids, man, invest, man.
Yeah, but what sucks is we'll tell them that, and they're just like, nah. Like, I'm not going to listen to this old guy. And then when they're our age, they'll be like, fuck.
I don't know. Like, people on my TikTok, some of them start young.
Yeah, like, the thing is, we'll reach 100,000 people, and then one of those would be like the...
It's crazy. Like, when I talk about investing to, like, my coworkers, they think it's like voodoo.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like, it's not voodoo.
And it's depressing. So I feel like it's similar to being a content creator, where you'll say something and people were just talk shit on you, like in the comments, and you have to ignore it because it gets so depressing. Like when you talk about stocks, everyone's gonna be like, man, like I don't know that, like that's voodoo. And then you're like, everyone I talk to is just like telling me don't, like, no and stuff. So you have to just keep saying it and don't listen to their negative or depressive thoughts on the way stock is. Just keep talking about it because you'll convince people and then they'll be like grateful later on, and then you can be the next
Jim Cramer.
The next Jim Cramer.
He steered people wrong.
But yeah, like that's the thing is there is the movie The Big Short, or that whole event that happened. That guy has been wrong 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Like he literally is just like, this is going to happen. Doesn't happen. This is going to happen.
He's saying NVIDIA is going to go down.
Yeah. See, and he's like, this is going to happen. Does happen. He's like, I fucking told you guys. You guys should always listen to me. This is going to happen. Doesn't happen. This is going to happen. Doesn't happen. It's just at the end of the day, these people are using all the information they can get to make assumptions about what's going to happen. But it does not mean that if something's going up, it's going to stay up. Mm. You know, like anything can happen. NVIDIA, like, honestly, not to like give that guy any clout or anything, but NVIDIA could make the wrong moves where like that stock does die out. And but no one knows that, you know, they can make the right moves and that stock shoots even fucking.
What's crazy is my faith in NVIDIA has gone up after reading the book, because there's a chapter in the book where the CEO of NVIDIA invites Jim Cramer to NVIDIA headquarters.
Yeah.
And he shows him what he's doing with the chips. And he was like fucking blown the fuck. He's like, you got to see what they're doing. Like, they're doing like fucking, like, you think AI is crazy now? He's like, oh, you ain't seen shit yet, dude. So, I mean, I believe in the AI fucking, the AI quantum computing is the next gold mine, man.
See, but that's like the, so you're thinking about a company that's already investing themselves in AI like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone into stocks that are worth like under $20 that have to deal with AI.
See, but that there's another problem. You can't assume that
every stock is going to go up.
No. Like, you can't judge a stock by its price. He says that in a book. He said Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Pepsi is like $130 per share. Coke's 70. He says, oh, you look at it and be like, oh, I would buy Pepsi. It's worth more. He's like, you can't go by the stock price. There's a ratio you have to go by. There's this calculation.
No, I'm not going off of like the price. I looked at different companies that deal with AI, and mm-hmm. I looked at like what they do. So some are military based for AI, some are things. And I bought a little bit of everything. Well, not everything, but like of the main ones. Like I picked like five, and so now I'm just gonna hold on to them. And maybe one of them will shoot up. Maybe they'll all go down. I don't know. That's the long game that we play, but I'm hoping that maybe one day in the future, one of them is like the next big one for AI, like NVIDIA, and then that they go up, and I got in there early, kind of thing. So
he would not recommend doing it that way. He's like, there's a way to like pick stocks, and you got to go with this thing called M, and you have to pick the ones. ChatGPT picks fucking great stocks.
Yeah,
you just ask ChatGPT, build me a portfolio with this type of price earn ratio. What's great, dude, the price earning ratio for NVIDIA is really fucking high, dude. Like, that thing is gonna go up, dude. Like,
all right, that's enough talk of stock.
Shoo,
that's enough.
I'm addicted, man. I need to retire, dude.
We'll probably talk about it off podcast, but I feel like it's just too much stock talk. So I think that's it for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you guys in the next one. Peace.